The Irish Independent leads with a report that 16 families are to sue the state in relation to people who contracted COVID-19 and died while in the care of state-run facilities and private nursing homes. The paper says that more cases are expected to follow. Of the 16 claims initiated to date, the state claims agency told The Independent that 3 relate to community health units and 1 to a hospital. The remaining 12 cases concern private nursing homes, where a claim has been made against the health service executive. The Irish Times reports that the waiting list for vital operations in the health service has grown by more than 10,000 since the end of 2019 because of the impact of COVID-19 and the cyber attack on the HSE. The Times leads with the warning by the Environmental Protection Agency, Met Éireann and the Marine Institute that Ireland's climate indicators are all going in the wrong direction. A study on the status of Ireland's climate, the first comprehensive official assessment in 8 years, lays bare a stark shift in the condition of the atmosphere, weather patterns, temperatures and sea levels, the paper says. And it found that 15 of the top 20 warmest years on record in Ireland occurred since 1990. But according to the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, Ireland can lead the way in reducing agricultural emissions and in climate-friendly farming, so the Irish Examiner reports in its lead story. Ms. von der Leyen also said that green transport and energy shifts must be affordable for all citizens, and insisted that the goal of the green transition was precisely to cut bills for vulnerable households and small businesses in countries like Ireland. For the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror, the main story is Adamola Giwa, the 25-year-old gym trainer who was stabbed to death in Talla, Dublin on Tuesday. The Star takes its headline from words which a friend wrote on social media, "Another young man gone too soon." The Mirror describes Mr. Giwa as a former soccer ace and a hero who once tried to save a drowning pal. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the report that pregnant women and their partners will continue to face harsh restrictions at the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin until 80% of those attending are vaccinated against COVID. But The Independent reports expectant mothers are saying that blaming poor vaccination uptake for the restrictions doesn't make sense, as they were never asked if they or their partners had received their jabs. For cuteness, it is a toss-up this morning between Loki, the kitten who has been recovered safe and sound after spending almost 24 hours hiding under a Cork City bridge, and the 3 black and white ruffed lemur babies born at Fota Wildlife Park. Photographs of both happy events are widely distributed.